Come one, come all.
Muddy boots will wander where sneakers never will.
Moving on the back roads, through the backwoods, and into the cracks of our imagination.
A podcast disguised as a sound painting.
Or is it a sound painting disguised as a podcast?
Tune in to hear a patchwork of sound, snippet, and song.
Field recordings from wherever.
The random whimsical.
And the rare and not so rare.
More interesting than this. A place where cats could talk and books could not.
Nonsense, said my sister. Nonsense, right there.
Well, what have we got here? The Mystic Seer.
How queer everything is today. I almost think I can remember being a little different. But if I'm not the same, the next question is, who in the world am I? That's the great puzzle.
Let's turn on. By that, I mean the power of the mind.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition.
Going up.
My name is Painted Sky Tenali, and this is part two of Reveries of the Lotus Blossom. Once again, we're going on a trippy trip, a phantasmagorical odyssey. So, I invite y'all to prepare a warm and fuzzy and cozy mindset and setting. And during this gallivant, if you happen to walk into the sound itself, seeking repose, know that you may simply twinkle your toes to unfold thyself in the undulating universal union of ubiquitous you. On that note, let's commence with a poem composed by Sing Song Simon Says Choir Within. Owl, owl on the tree, who's the fairest mandala effect of them all? With your hooty hoots of truth and treasure troves of musky books, ye swoop with eyes to be the you that only you can be, whispering proverbs upon the cool, calm air. Pay no attention to the scam behind the curtain, and become who you are, for there are no guarantees. So open the doors of sensation flowing, flowing, flow. 'Cause in the gobbledygook may believe it's you who bite your own teeth. You, me, we, knotted tongues that come unfurling, lipping undone. All the definitions under the word leopards are applicable. Old man winter needs a vacation to the tropics. In order to see through, use a lamp. It denotes a voyage. They who sleep without scope require wings. If you see a feast being eaten, make a wish. In the morning, breathe and breathe again. This brings good fortune. And if there were no trouble, bees would remove their feathers. So taste the cloud of your choosing, for they are mirrors that keep moving. Oh, owl, owl on the tree. How many hoots does it take to get to the center of a hooty hoot hoot? Ye swoop again, speaking clear as light. There is a creator and her name is who, whose doings are without a clue. They made a painter named Will, he free to write with a quill. that he does to no great credit to who. Which brings to mind the itch inside my mind. If a Hottentot sought a Hottentot pot, to pot purr the pot could potter. Ought the Hottentot pot to be ought to say ought, or not, or what ought to be taught if to hoot a hooty hoot? Well, Sir Cubalot, what time is it when you have a pot?
Tea time!
Indeed. So let's square a lump of trajectories and parade in destinies, bowing strings of hootawut. And may we forever sing and dance and show and tell the proverb that rings until our journey's end. Pay no attention to the scam behind the curtain, and become who you are, for there are no guarantees.
A suggestion, a signal to close them. So when I count to three, my eyes will close and I will relax completely. One, two, three.
Listen. Listen down. Down into that sound. What is it? The current of air? Vibrating vocal cords? Your own eardrums? Something running in your head? It's all of these. But go still deeper. This sound is you. Who are you?
Humor is extremely important to everything. I have come to firmly believe that there is no wisdom without humor. Humor is both the form of wisdom and a means of survival.
Miss Anna Pugh, the slim model, drew from a piggy. This is the Anne's language, the very quintessence. People aren't crazy, she said. Now that hazard has banished my timidity.
Vibrations are one thing, metaphors are another.
What you gonna do, bud? I'm gonna light up, Jack. Say, I'm the queen of all vipers. I mean, I smoke my weed. You know, it makes me feel kind of happy when I'm in need. Dreams come from my weed all day long. Put my heart at ease in sweet dreams. Fragrance from my eyes and me. Oh, how that tea sends me. All vipers love their mesmeros. Love it good and strong. Dreams come from my eyes, honey, all day long. Weed, 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 all day long. Put my heart at ease in sweet dreams. Fragrance from my weed, send me. Oh, how that tea sends me. All vipers love their mesmeros, love it good and strong. Dreams come from my weed, honey, all day long.
¶¶ Charming child, I die. Burst slowly, but I still die. Burst slowly. And in the evening, when the sun is down, I see the dragon kites flying. The European smiles are coming out
same as the you and me. You're not some sort of tourist just visiting in this world for a short time. You belong here, like the apple on the tree. And as the apple is the energy of the tree, you, yes, you are the energy of the world.
Darkness grows the petals of the morning and shows to them the birds singing just behind the dawning. Come dip into the cloud cream lapping. I can't keep my hand on the plow because it's dying, but I will lay me down with my arms round the rainbow, and I will lay me down to dream. Oh, will your magic Christmas tree be shining gently all around? Climbing up these figures, the sun is tugging at my shoulder, and every step I take, I think my feet are getting older. I see the crystal dreams unfolding. I can't keep my eyes on the book because it's smoldering, but I will lay me down with my arms round the rainbow, and I will lay me down to Christmas tree be shining gently all
I'm a mirror, and when a monkey looks in, no philosopher looks out.
Stone of literary associations from which the entire universe can be made to blossom forth.
There
Every muscle in my body. I'm going to concentrate, starting with my toes.
La 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 la.
When I left home, I knew I wouldn't be back. If not forever, at least for a long time. Yeah. I really feel free for the first time. I'm just starting to live for the here and now. You know? I'm not scared anymore. I'm not scared of you two. I'm not scared of the swamp. I'm not even scared of not hearing it because the bus is stuck here. Or getting in trouble for it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Έφυγε βρε μίζωνος την ξενιτιά και μάθησε στην έρημη με δυο παιδιά. Τρώγα μπομπό τα μπαζαριά, παρά που ξενιτεύτηκε στα μακρινά. Έφυγες εσύ στα ξένα κι άφησες καημούς για μένα. Πώς να σου το πω, θέλω τα δικά σου χάδια να καρώ. Έχασα τα χάδια σου, Μίτσον, τα χάδια σου. Χρυσή λαμπάδα κάζομαι στον αηλιά, να έρθουν τα παλικάρια από την ξενιτιά. Μάνες και παιδιά φωνάζουν, καρτερούν για να στενάζουν. Thank you.
of that stuff, aren't you?
Orion used to play the organ, you know.
Yeah, but that's not organ music.
It's Bach.
Heavy stuff.
For you, perhaps.
Very sacred, sir. Yeah, I know. You know how it makes me feel? Like I have to genuflect.
Can't we just enjoy it?
Said the monkey people carrying their things, laughter from below, the taste of the serpent in my particles.
BS. The universe consists of non-simultaneously apprehended events, which means any belief system or reality tunnel you've got right now is going to have to be revised and updated as you continue to apprehend new events later in time, not simultaneously.
and the deeper places between the legs, under the head, inside the rock, colors, the morning sparrow's song, our fingers become our palms crossing, the summons exchanged, passed on to bright day.
I'm so relaxed. Every muscle is relaxed. My mind is at peace. I've completely turned on. And everything is so beautiful.
أنت تتحدث كأنك كتاب.
Which actually stores long-term memory in the matrix of the subquantum underlying dimensional continuum of our universe beyond or beneath our four-dimensional experiential continuum. And if that is so, it would also explain how, if we tune in, we know just about everything that's happening everywhere. Prescience, precognition, telepathy, and so forth, without this knowledge coming through a four-dimensional matrix. In other words, there's no time gap between the thought transference from one end or whatever to the other.
In the province of the mind, what one believes to be true either is true or becomes true within certain limits. These limits are to be found experimentally and experientially. When so found, these limits turn out to be further beliefs to be transcended. In the province of the mind, there are no limits. However, in the province of the body, there are definite limits not to be transcended.
Playing on and off with yourself, hide and seek with yourself. You're just passing eternal time with adventure. You forget who you are, really. Every now and then, you make like you're just a John Doe or a Mary Smith, or a butterfly, or a worm, or a star, and that you're lost in the middle of a big, big outside world that isn't you, that you don't understand and that you don't control. Of course. There has to be something else, something other, to bring out the feeling that you are you. And so that you can feel really you, that outside world has to feel really strange, different, weird.
A long wind a-weaving mind over all the land. On that day when I found the iron stone heavy in my hand in the sloping rain, ever the seas rolled on and o'er my heart they roofed the slates of the rain. The iron stone, I found it on that day. The iron stone, I brought it home, heavy in my hand. I brought it home, black as the thoughts of doom. A man told me it came from the moon, flying through time. Long beach where I found it, dancing horses told their tale. Among the stones it called me, then I heard it new. Centaurs and and gods of the night. Never that sun shone on where high Atlantis raised her shores. How sang the dragons of the sea? Love paints the card with suns for wheels, the jester's bauble, cap and bells, the brave perhaps mustachio, the primal form magnifico, the dragon me with golden toes and golden fire, my flaming nose and memories. Bright with sulky gems that paled the stars like diadems, silver lost and buried gold, such was my home in days of old, such was my home in days of old.
Dinah, and have a nice cup of tea again. The forest paths around me were as mixed up as I was, and the forest trees were filled with all sorts of nonsense, like umbrella birds taking showers, and pencil birds writing, and hammer birds hammering until I thought my head would split. Oh, if only something somewhere made sense somehow.
Monkey climbs a tree, seeks within. Pendulum swings, peacock plumes tickle. You've been listening to the A-side of Reveries of the Lotus Blossom, Part 2. My name is Shapes of Sound Tenali. Be sure to have a look-see into muddybootsradio.org, for it is there that you shall find a playlist of this merry melting episode. Alrighty. See you over yonder, lickety-split, on the B-side, floating upon the great gray goose glowing galaxies.